Bringing it back to Rosie on the House with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. Started out on kind of a downer note, talking about a radioactive gas that can kill you, that we can't see or smell or feel or detect, but we can test for it. We can test for it by contacting the offices of the Arizona Radiation Regulatory Agency, and they will mail you a test kit. If you want to learn how to conduct that test yourself and read the results, or you can contact Arizona Foundation Solutions to get a test done. Y'all charge what for that?
Well, if we're doing a foundation investigation, it's free. But
right.
For like a real estate where we need the continuous monitor, it's $200.
Okay. So then you use your experience and apply it to the situation and let the homeowner know. They don't have to go through the education process themselves.
Right. I mean,
they don't have to worry, did I really put that in the right place, or, you know, were the conditions really the way they were supposed to be?
Right.
Okay. We get a test, whether we do our tests ourselves or we hire y'all for $200 to do it, and it comes back positive, above the threshold recommended by EPA. What's your next step?
Well, usually if it comes in more than 4 picocuries per liter,
okay.
A picocurie is a billionth of a curie.
Okay.
Per liter of gas. If it comes in more than that, then they usually suggest a second test just
okay.
to make sure
okay.
that it wasn't a fluke
oh, good,
or whatever.
Good.
Okay.
I like that.
And then, you know, if your average still comes between the two tests comes in still higher than 4, then the EPA recommends that you mitigate it. Now, I can tell you that the World Health Organization suggests 2.5, and there is some talk that the EPA is going to come down to that level.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, we're going to interrupt our conversation to welcome a caller who's called in from Scottsdale. Jared wants to talk in particular about a radon question. Jared,
okay.
Well, thanks for calling Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions.
Hey, Bob. This is Jared, and I'm an HVAC contractor, and I get to see a lot of homes in particular that have underground returns. And I just wanted to find out if those type of HVAC systems would promote a higher likelihood or chance of having radon in the home.
That's a great question. That's the way we built all through the 80s and 90s.
Right.
PVC, underground return airs. It just intuitively, it made all the right sense for so many reasons.
Yeah, the problem is that if you have even a tiny little leak and radon, man, it just gets everywhere. Then what you're doing is you're pumping all of that radon into the house. So a lot of times if we go and find out that there's radon in the house and there's underground plenums, it's almost impossible to fix unless you get rid of those plenums.
Oh, my goodness. What a heartbreak. Because it is a very efficient way to circulate your
That's
air.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I can remember being involved in a class action lawsuit with a subdivision that every underground duct was leaking water. They were all holding water. What a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Okay, so we've talked about what radon is, what it can do. Jared had a great question about these underground return airs. There's a lot of custom homes all over Arizona that are built that way. We talked about getting it tested. And one of the problems, one of the myths about radon is, hey, if I got it, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, that's crazy because it's easy to test for and it's easy to fix.
That's what's so incredible to me. This is one of those little topics that are draped underneath this black cloak of suspicion. And,
right.
And nobody and people would just rather ignore it. And like you say, it causes more deaths than drunk drivers in the country.
Right. It's amazing.
Easy to test for, fairly easy to fix.
Right. I mean, the average cost for a radon remediation is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,500. I mean, that's not going to cause any bankruptcies starting tomorrow.
Yeah. And for the peace of mind of knowing you don't have it in your home.
Correct.
Okay. So we test once, we test twice. Okay.
Right.
Now, what's next?
Well, then if you have
And is the second test exactly the same as the first?
Yeah, typically.
Don't you have a short-term test and a long-term test?
You can do a long-term test. I mean, a long-term test is up to 92 days with an alpha track detector.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody that really does that. I mean, if you test... Yeah, I mean, if you test over four picocuries, why do you want to wait 92 days while you're exposed to it to do another test? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I got you. All right, so we get it tested... And we determine we're over that set limit, and you say the World Health Organization's limit is set a little bit lower than our own EPA's limit?
That's correct. Okay. 2.5 versus 4.
Okay. So let's say we register above 2.5. All right. We don't have time between now and our next break to talk about it, but when I come back, I want to talk a little bit about, okay, what do we do at that point? How do we address it? You say it's not horribly prohibitively expensive to take care of. I want to hear about how you're doing it, and is every home susceptible to it? We have homes on grade. We have homes with crawl spaces. We have homes with half basements and full basements. We have modular homes that are set up on piers. Are all homes, and that's what we're going to talk about more when we get back. Radon, is it or isn't in your home? Let's find out. It's cheap. It's easy. Let's protect you, the Arizona homeowner.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.